When I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left, and I could say, "I used everything you gave me." That is a quote by the late Chadwick Boseman, God rest his soul, and we know that he left behind such a legacy and he pursued everything that set his soul on fire. Hi, my name is Fungai Mettler, and this is the Raw Stories Podcast. It is a place where we acknowledge where we're coming from by telling stories followed by lessons. I'm very excited to come back to you with the podcast after a 2-week much-needed break from my side. And it's really insane just thinking that this podcast launched 3 months ago. And since then, I've had about 11 episodes and a couple of guests on the show. And I thought I would take this podcast to reflect on some of the discussions that we've had over the last couple of months and see what lessons we can draw from all of them. What I really, really loved about some of the conversations that I've had is the feeling that I got after engaging in these conversations. I always left the talks feeling excited, inspired, and most of all, like I'm not alone in this journey. This was not deliberate, but by the end of the conversations that I've had with about, I think it's about 6 of the professionals I've spoken to, I've identified a trend that they are all multi-passionate creatives. And I didn't initially seek out multi-passionate creatives, but they're the people that I was drawn to, and I felt like they would have a great story to tell. And I'm really glad I contacted them because they did have exciting stories. And if we look back at my very first guest, Luki, my husband, and we talked about our journey and what it has meant for us to have a love that exists within two cultures, and we decided to take for ourselves the best out of those cultures and to make it work for us, and our relationship has only worked through love and communication and trust and transparency, right? So we went through that whole journey and shared the depths of our story and where it began, which was very amazing. In between, I've also told bits and pieces of my own story and some of the difficulties and the struggles that I've walked through, which in many ways was very emotional for me, but also incredibly exhilarating to be able to let the world know, to let you know some of these stories and bits about myself. After the conversation with Luki, I went on to have a lovely, lovely chat with Miss Chindia, as she's known on her social media handles. She's into finance, fitness, and philanthropy, giving back in whatever way she can. She's a typical example of somebody that is using up every single talent that she has within her for the good of the world and that community within which she operates, right? I also spoke to Pragati Siddhanti, who's based here in Switzerland, in Basel, who is next to her full-time job and being a mom, is running My Swiss Story, stories that she's sharing about her experiences in Switzerland and, you know, migrating from India to Switzerland and all the struggles she's had to go through. I was really excited to see her being featured as an influencer of the day across the country by one of our prominent newspapers as well here, because she's really impressive. She's overcome so much and she has such strength and tenacity, and you can tell from her voice that this is a person that is speaking from experience. We then went on to have a conversation with the wonderful Willard Kachere, who I think some of the feedback that I received after people listened to the podcast with him was, "Oh my God, what energy!" And if you want to know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to that podcast with him. Very inspiring young man who has just decided to define his own path and to go for every single thing. And he says he operates on 4 to 5 hours of sleep because he's got so much to do. He's running various companies, investment, and next to it, what is the most important part of his work is his philanthropy, right, through the Kacheria Foundation, and they're supporting underprivileged people in various ways. So it's been so fascinating, these conversations. And then one of the most mind-blowing conversations I've had in a very long time was with Melly, a good friend of mine, who came and talked about the thousands of hours that she spent in training for a 2-hour performance at a time, or 2-hour exam. Just thinking back and listening to Melly and her story, I felt so inspired, because for the most part, many of us do things for the result and less for the process. And from Melly, we learned that the foundation is built from the process itself, and it's a very important step to take, which was absolutely fantastic. My last and most recent guest is Dinah, who was absolutely amazing. She talked about healing from family trauma. She went through divorce and family struggles. And she's just a woman that has not let anything hold her down. She has looked at it and thought, I want to go for every single thing that I have put my mind to. Now, I've spoken to these multi-passionate creatives, and each of them has many interests that they're pursuing at a time. And I was very fascinated. So I started to look at what ties them together. What kind of people are these that are pursuing so many things at the same time, but excelling incredibly at it? So I started to pick up a couple of trends. What defines these superhumans that I have been speaking to? And why have I related to them in such a strong manner in the way that I have? So I picked up a couple of points that I started to think about, because I know for the most part, for myself, I've always felt very nervous or uncomfortable to share everything that I'm working on, because the responses that sometimes people give is, how can you balance all of it? It obviously means something is slacking, something you're not doing something, or one part of that work you're not giving 100% at it. And I think that is incorrect, because when I look at myself, I realize that I am a multi-passionate person. I love my job. I love everything I'm doing at work, but it's not enough for me. I need something else outside of it. So I'm running my job in corporate responsibility, and I'm working, volunteering on with a couple of NGOs, one that I co-founded and some that I'm on the board for. So for me, my main areas are social responsibility, philanthropy. I'm running this podcast. I'm a speaker, a writer, a storyteller, mentor, wife, sister, and friend. And in summary, I refuse to be put in a box, because I am a multi-passionate creative. I look at the stories of everybody that I've spoken to, and I started to see, what is it actually that binds us, right? What is that binding thread? And here's what I realized. Number one is, these people prioritize. Being a multi-passionate creative does not mean being a jack of all trades and a master of none, which is a statement we have heard very often. A jack of all trades and master of none is somebody that touches on many things but doesn't see them through or doesn't take them to the end. A multi-passionate creative is someone that is working on a various range of topics and projects, but knows how to prioritize them at any given point in time and knows how to focus on one at a time. So in any given time slot, you work very specifically on that one project. And when you split your mind, your quality of work is reduced. So I have my 9-to-5 job, and during this 9-to-5 job, then I'm focusing on my work and meeting my targets and seeing my projects through. And when I'm done with that, then I can take care of either the NGO side or participate on the board of the various organizations that I'm on, or then I take care of working on my podcast or supporting my mentees. You bring it all together, but you're not doing it all at the same time, because otherwise you won't be able to reach the highest level of potential at each one. So it's about taking things slowly, day by day, one at a time. So at any given point in time, you're focusing, you're prioritizing. One of the things that struck me for a lot of them is the amount of time that they're putting in their mindset. Mind-blowing. They're readers, they're meditators, they do yoga, they're training and finding that space, that quiet space internally to be able to handle the outside noise that they're creating within their work, which is absolutely amazing. So number one, they prioritize. Number two, they focus. Number three is they take care of their mindsets and believe that mindset is everything. If you believe you can, then you probably can. And if you believe you can't, well, you've got it. We've heard it said before, then you definitely can't. Another thing they said is for them, fear is normal. Going for everything that they've ever wanted and pursuing every single passion does not mean that people are not afraid. It's because people are willing to start despite of their fears, which is absolutely amazing, because for the most part, I speak to many people, and one of the things that holds people back is, I'm afraid of trying. What if it's difficult? What if I fail? Yes, what if? But what if you succeed, right? What if you're able to pursue and to go for it? I could have hesitated with starting this podcast because I could have thought, what if nobody listens? That's also okay. Do it for you. Do it for yourself and put it out there and see what happens. And I can tell you the result is always fantastic. Another point that they mention is fall in love with the process, right? So we have goals, we have objectives, we want to reach the objectives, but always pursuing the objective means we fail to live in the moment. So in order for you to reach those objectives and to appreciate it, you need to actually feel the process that you're going through. So keep taking it one step at a time, one day at a time. And the last point that I'm going to share that these multi-passionate creatives have shared with me is change takes time. Don't be hard on yourself. As long as you've started, you might not be able to see the change from today to tomorrow, from this week to next week, and maybe not even from this month to next month, in whatever you are looking at. But if you look at yourself 3 months from now, 3 weeks from now sometimes, right, you'll be able to identify change. And that happens by documenting your everyday process, journaling. So many benefits there. Write down, where are you today? How are you feeling? How are things going? And take pictures of yourself, right? If you're on a weight loss journey, for example, take pictures, and within 3 months, you'll barely be able to recognize yourself. You realize, wow, I have come such a long way. So the key in life is not to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. But the key to life is also not sticking to one thing and not allowing yourself to pursue everything that sets your soul on fire. The message that I have today is, take yourself out of a box, right? If you feel like you've been put in a box, break out of it and create for yourself new spaces, both mentally and physically. Allow yourself to go for everything that sets your soul on fire. And I keep speaking about things that set your soul on fire because with that burning fire in your soul, you get the energy to keep going. And for me, it has certainly proven the point. There is no need to reinvent the wheel. Let us learn lessons from each other. And the people that I have spoken to over the last weeks are ranging people, right? These are not master huge celebrities that are untouchable. These are everyday people like you and me, and we can certainly draw lessons from them and see how we can apply some of those lessons in our own lives. So I leave you with a question as we enter into this week. What are you afraid of going for? What if you didn't have the chance to fail? Follow your passions and do not be afraid. And as always, if you need to talk about anything, if you have any questions, let me know. I'm here and I'd love to have a chat on these topics. A happy Monday to you. It was lovely to come back and to share a podcast with you, and I look forward to speaking to you in the next 2 weeks, and I look forward to your feedback as always. Thank you so much for listening in, and speak to you next time.